I lived on Lake Superior for all 65 years of my life, and I think that it changes every day.
However many times I see it, it's just different every single time, and I don't know how it does that, but it just amazes me.
I guess my feelings are kind of melancholy when I think about the lake. I've seen it, you know, rage, and then I've seen it calm and soothing, and so it runs the whole gamut of emotions.
I do believe it just sort of becomes a part of your soul, and when you're not there, there's something definitely missing.
Sometimes you have to just sit beside it and look at it, spend 20 minutes or 10 minutes, and it soothes your soul.
I like how the lake talks to you. It calms you down with this little lap, 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 lap in the summertime. It really excites you when it starts blowing and those waves are crashing on the shore, and it's just so exhilarating. And it's great mystery, you know, this huge blue and what's underneath. I just love it.
For me, Lake Superior is like my eldest of the elder neighbors. She's always there. She embodies the collective stories of everything here that I'm aware of, and all kinds of mysteries that I'm not aware of, or maybe I'm aware of but don't really understand yet. And so the fact that I can go and be near and continue to evolve my relationship with this great elder is something I count as one of the greatest privileges of my life.
But I think like honestly one of the biggest things that I love about living here is just like being so close to like such a large body of water. And it's so weird to like live in a place for like a geographical feature. Like I live here because of the water. Like that makes no sense. Like what does that give me? But it gives me a lot. Like it just feels so good to see it every day.
I started commercial fishing in 1980, so I've had quite a few years. So I guess you could say the lake is everything to us. It's we in the summertime, it's 7 days a week, you know, whenever the weather's permitting, and we think a lot about it.
For me, Lake Superior is the boss of all of us who live within its basin. For example, it creates our weather. It defines our economies. It even shapes our artistic expression and helps us find our own voices. So because Lake Superior has such an overriding impact and force on our lives, it means that we have both the thrilling and the frightening responsibilities and privileges for protecting it, because we are the ones that then speak for the protection of the world's largest lake.
I guess when I think of Lake Superior, I think of beautiful blue water and sparkling things. I look at it as a blessing. I think it's a great heritage that we should take care of, and I guess I look at it as a test, shows our perspective as humans, that there are things more powerful, and probably should be on the list of arguments for the existence of a god.
Lake Superior is one of a kind. Lake Superior is something that doesn't exist anywhere else on the earth, and we are so lucky to have it right in our backyard. That's the thing that always comes back to me when I think about the lake, how lucky we are.
It's a beautiful thing to have something like this, and I think we should guard it with as much of ourselves as we can, you know. It's just like nothing, you know. It's like there's nothing, and sometimes you need that.
I am awed by the size of the lake, by how eternal it is. It will be, it was here way before we were here, and it will be here way after. It seems endless. It is fresh, amazing, deep, wonderful water. I can't imagine being anywhere, living anywhere, where that lake isn't.
You know, to me, Lake Superior represents still the most pristine and cleanest of all the Great Lakes. And we really have a duty to protect this amazing binational resource, you know, for future generations. So for me, Lake Superior is all about protection and prevention.
A perspective that keeps me personally motivated is viewing Lake Superior as a third world country. We have two countries, three states, First Nations, American Indian tribes, treaties, compacts, agreements. I mean, it's fairly complex. We're a long ways away from the power centers, whether you're in Minnesota, you know, Wisconsin or Michigan. You know, the decision makers are a long ways away, and they only come around done in nice months. And also, I mean, the wealth that was generated here all left for the most part. You know, the extractive years and stuff. So you don't really have that foundational piece of giving back because everybody took and left town.
When I worked away from this area for a brief period of time, I would park in a remote cornfield or somewhere, and all I could hear was the lake and lapping up on shore. And ultimately, I moved back here. So apparently, it's a magnet and draws people back to it. Something that I'll never take for granted.
I would say Lake Superior is my lake. I feel ownership to this lake.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Program producers are Barbara Jean Johnson and Kelly Schoenfelder. This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program. To learn more, visit wtip.org/Lake Superior Project.